Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Q100 and The Burt Show in LA for the finale of American Idol. It was really good to see Diana DeGarmo. Really good here.
She's so cool.
She's changed a lot.
She has great. Grown up, and you're right. She looks absolutely stunning. When we get to see her on the red carpet, I mean, she just is a knockout. I mean, she went from this like 16-year-old girl on American Idol when everybody was introduced to her to now a total grown-up knockout.
And, I mean, she has to be in good shape because she's going to tell you right here that she's getting naked every night on stage in New York City.
Yep.
Here's Diana DeGarmo on The Burt Show, Q100.
So it took us to come out to L.A. to see Diana DeGarmo.
Yeah, right?
Atlanta.
Yes.
She lives in Atlanta.
I know. Right? I feel bad. I feel like I really have not seen Atlanta enough in the past couple of years. I've been... I unfortunately moved to Nashville.
How did you survive the floods?
Well, luckily, my basement only flooded. My basement flooded, not my actual home. And I did lose some stuff. But the hard part is not seeing anything about it on the news. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that the devastation. It rivals Katrina. That's what it looks like.
It's really bad.
It does. I mean, the Cumberland River was 50 feet over the flood line. And... Mm-hmm. People lost, neighborhoods are gone. People lost homes, lost everything. And I had a friend who floated out of his house on his kayak with his dog in his lap.
Get out of here, really. You know, Melissa's from Nashville.
Yeah, I'm from Nashville. And so my family, much like you, did not suffer too much damage. But yeah, my sister was talking about how devastating it was. And I think there is a frustration in Nashville because you see the pictures, but I think the Gulf and all the oil, I think, took over the story.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand the frustration because it was really ugly.
Yeah, and it took the Obama administration how many days to actually call it a disaster area. I'm like, do you really see the Grand Ole Opry is underwater? You can't see the seats. The stadium, the Titan Stadium, was a big swimming pool. It went up to, the fifth or sixth row.
Sad. Wow. Especially when it's your own hometown. Like, you see, I've never had any kind of devastation like that in our own town. When it's your own home city like that, you must walk out the door and go, I can't believe this is part of my life right here.
It was so jarring. And when it happened, I was in New York. And so I'm getting phone calls from my roommates, and they were like, the whole city is flooding. And I was like, what? And they were like, no, literally, the whole city is underwater. And I turned on the news and can't find anything about it on the news. Wow. I have friends that are like tagging me on Facebook and like showing pictures of I-24 with semis underwater.
Wow.
And nobody knew about it. And I had to go down and, you know, my mom went through all my stuff and then tried to salvage what we could, but gave up the rest of it. But I'll be back there in a couple of weeks to clean up some more.
Yeah. You missing Atlanta?
I do. Yeah. I haven't been in so long, and I have so many wonderful friends there, and they think I've just turned you guys away. I'm sorry. It's so hard to just do anything. You know, the show I'm in now, it's 8 shows a week, 6 days a week, so our only day off is Monday.
Wow.
And that's usually when I just want to sleep.
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt. So the show is in Nashville.
Oh, no. You guys don't know this yet.
No.
Fill us in.
Dun, 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 dun. I am currently in Hair on Broadway.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
With Mr. Ace Young. It's the first time two American Idols have been on a Broadway show.
Oh, very cool.
And so yes, great. I do get naked every night.
Do you really?
Just putting that out there because I know it's going to be asked sooner or later.
Really?
Hot. Yeah, with Hair, yeah. There's nude scenes.
It's beautiful, though. It's
like entirely nude?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
What? It is. But it's not like we're standing in there and like this huge bright white light is on us and we're all like, hey.
Yeah.
It's the show is so gorgeous, and everything from the lighting to the music to the costumes to the whole story that we're telling is gorgeous. And when it happens, you don't expect it, and then next thing you know, we're all gone.
I want to know about day one and rehearsals for that. The first time you had to actually do it, what you were feeling like.
It was the most terrifying but biggest adrenaline rush ever. It was our final dress rehearsal in the theater. And because they actually replaced the entire cast. They sent the original Broadway company to the West End, and they recast the entire show. So Ace and I are one of like 26 new people that learned the show in 3 weeks. It was crazy. But our final dress rehearsal, we are in our little BN costumes, and you're nude under your costumes. And it's so you're doing a whole number feeling like, I kind of feel kind of dirty. and the audience was, there was nobody in the audience except our director and our assistant director. Mm-hmm. So the first time, and Ace and I had to go back, and we're like looking, staring each other down, giving the look of, you better not look down, you better not look down, you better not look down, you better not look down. And we're slowly just undressing, but you're singing Beads, Flowers, Freedom, Happiness. It's the words just get you through it, and you're out there standing, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm naked, oh my God, I'm naked, oh my God, I'm naked. And you're singing this huge note, like, freedom! And then the siren goes off, and we like book it off stage.
I bet.
Everyone's like throwing their robes on, and we're like, did you just, we just did that. We just got naked. We just got naked. And the funny thing was, the first time we did it, we broke for lunch right at that time.
Oh.
And so everybody is in their robes in the lobby, completely, you know, naked underneath the robes, just sitting there eating sandwiches and chit-chatting. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is Broadway. This is amazing.
This is theater.
Yeah.
This is
theater, yeah.
It's a great thing because it is art, which is nice.
When you went to audition for it, did you know that this was part of the show?
I did know it was part of the show, but, you know, the good thing is that it was always optional. There was no pressure from anyone to ever do it. And the more and more I got into rehearsals, because my first impression, I said, not no, but hell no, I'm not getting naked. But I'm known for being America's sweetheart. Yeah, I can't do that. But granted, in the show prior, I had my shirt ripped off. It's another thing. But then I got to learn Sheila. I play Sheila Franklin, who I get to sing Easy to Be Hard and Good Morning Starshine. These hugely iconic pop songs. And the more I learned about her and her protester, I was like, no, she would be the one leading this. She would be the one standing there. And I'm not in the very, very front, but I am a part of it. Because we also didn't want it to become about, oh, come see some naked American idols.
Right.
Not what it's about. It's about the tribe. And when you see the show, Ace and I are just, we're just a part of the tribe. I'm Sheila and he's Burger. And the side of us you get to see is really cool. And I think will open up a lot of people's minds.
You know, Bert has a tremendous issue with nudity.
Yeah.
Like, Bert can't be naked.
He would not do the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously, I would turn that. I would never go to audition.
Aww.
I can't even be, no kidding, I can't even be naked in my own house alone.
Really?
It's sad, isn't it?
You need to work on that, man.
I know.
Any advice?
That's what you decided to say.
Want to go right now?
Come on. Let's go to the bathroom. I'll get naked. You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Okay.
I do it every night for 1,500 people.
Right.
It's nothing
at
this point.
Yeah, good for you, though. Congratulations.
Thank
I mean,
you so much.
That's got to feel great.
It's fun, and it's great to be in an amazing show that tells a great story, and we have so many people come and just love it, and we have a blast. Literally, the whole audience is invited to come up and dance on stage with us every night.
Oh, that's cool.
And so you see people crying because some people, like, you know, lived the 60s and they're reliving their childhood or these certain times of their life. And then you have kids that have never even knew what the Vietnam War was about and are learning so much. And they're like, wow, we were in this war. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was all over the news. Like, people saw people dying on TV.
Right.
I think that's why there's so much censorship now on our current wars.
Getting back to the more superficial in the American Idol. I mean,
yes.
this night was you. I mean, you've been in this position before. So explain, give us some insight, like what it's like the day that you're about to compete.
It's a blur.
To win or lose this thing. Is it? Is it a blur for you?
It is. I mean, looking back, there are definitely chunks of it. I'm like, what did I even do? I don't even remember because there's so much going on and there's so much pressure, but at the same time, you're trying to tell yourself, don't freak out, even though you are.
And you were so young.
Yeah, being 16 was, that was a whole nother bag of potatoes. But it's crazy. It goes by really quickly. And the good thing is once Tuesday's over, you know that you can't do any more, so you can enjoy Wednesday
a little better.
You're like, I either won or lost. Either way, the flip of the coin, I can't do anything about it now. I'm going to enjoy myself. But leading up to this, there are so many rehearsals with because they bring everybody back and like, you know, Wednesday night show was like ginormous. And
so Tuesday you're not just sitting around like in your hotel room. You're rehearsing all day. You don't really have even time to be nervous?
No, not really. I mean, and then literally, and it was funny because I remember when we did the show Tuesday, I do remember like singing and then being kind of like, oh, it's over. Oh, okay. Well, I did my best. I'm going to go home and vote for myself now. Hey, everybody does it. I'm not the only one.
That's awesome.
You're like, my five votes, my five texts might actually make it happen.
Well, I had no idea. Like, I assumed it was almost like a football game where you're sitting around in the locker room all day waiting for kickoff.
No.
Oh, no. And also, it's such a huge production when you bring it to a bigger theater that you're having to do camera blocking, working with a band. Sometimes they have orchestra, you know, full orchestras come. And so you're having to work with the technical side on the same time.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out. I mean, it's a shame that it's taken us to get to L.A. to see you again. But, you know, who knows? Maybe one day we'll end up in Nashville and we'll see you there.
Oh, and I'll come back down to Atlanta one day and just surprise you guys.
Okay. Okay. Great. Right.
And take Bert out to Naked Lunch or something.
Yeah, so maybe we should go to a nudist colony or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh. Family trip.
Okay. Done. Good seeing you, Diane.
Good seeing you.
The Bert Show. Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.